and Siege mornings when you wake up.
Blend 106. So this is the Tuesday version of Dave and Siege, and I'm Dave.
I'm Siege. This is actually my favorite version.
You like Tuesdays?
I do.
Why?
Because it's not Monday.
Uh-huh.
And it's I just feel super like productive on a Tuesday. It's like, you know what? I'm shaking Monday off. No, I destroyed Monday, or at least I managed it. I managed it. And Tuesday, it's like, you know what? This is where I should be.
I feel like I'm a judge right now because I hate Tuesdays.
Okay.
And I'm trying to like I like you. You're a good guy.
Oh, you're trying to connect the two?
I'm just like,
wow, thanks, bud.
Like this guy likes Tuesdays. It's like,
what do you got against Tuesdays?
It's like someone who likes something that people don't like.
I think Ruby likes Tuesdays.
I don't know if I've ever eaten at a Ruby Tuesday. Have you?
No, I haven't. But I sure wouldn't do it on a Tuesday.
It's Island 106, Dave and Siege. Good morning. Oh, Siege has talked me into something this morning about not really super comfortable doing, having my mother on the radio.
You're very, like, protective of your mother, and she's very protective of you. I feel like you talk to my mom more than I talk to yours, so.
Yeah, I text your mom.
It makes me slightly uncomfortable.
She gives me updates on your dad and what's going on around the house, what the neighbors are up to.
Oh, man, yeah.
The thermostat's
they know everything.
Yep.
I like to take the opportunity to reach out to her sometimes and just.
You're so full of it. You just like me to be uncomfortable. Like, I'm going to.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, I do.
We've been here a couple of months. Like, we can be honest with people at this point. So,
yep. This is fun for me.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're ready for this. We're Dave and Siege on Island 106. And my mom actually got me a gift over Thanksgiving. She got me this bell, which, you know, this is the sound that it makes. It's a bell. It's from the show Breaking Bad. One of the characters, he can't use his, you know, his body the way he used to get a stroke. And so now to communicate, he can ring this bell. One bell means yes. And obviously no bells just means no. So you can ask him yes or no questions. And my mom and I have just really gotten a kick out of this character in this episode. And it's just one of those things that we really
you connect
like.
On. Yeah. It's inside joke. You guys have a lot of inside jokes.
Yeah, we're just kind of those people. Mm-hmm. So mom's on hold. We're going to talk to her in 2 minutes. And here's the thing, though. The only way I was going to let this happen is if she gets to use the bell. But you don't get to, like, grill her. You just get to ask her yes or no questions. Deal?
Deal. Okay. I've got a list of questions that I want to ask your mom about you and all things about life.
You know my mom's a little shy.
Mm-hmm.
And so she agreed to come on with us this morning. But, Mom, are you there? Mom? She's there.
Okay.
So you get to ask her questions, and she's got her bell. So we both got one.
Liz, do you love your son?
Thanks, Mom. I love you, too.
Do you love your son more than me? Wow, no hesitation.
None
thanks,
whatsoever,
Liz.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Do you have a super embarrassing story about David that I could blackmail him with?
Yeah, that's not fair. Mom, you...
She's quick on that trigger.
She's right over there, yeah. Making me nervous.
Liz, would you murder someone...
Jesus.
...for your son?
Mom, you still there? Wait, were you answering my question or were you answering Siege's question?
Oh my, I feel like.
Oh boy.
I feel like she actually just went and murdered someone.
We should probably let her go.
Yeah, so. She's got things she's got to do. but my last question is, did you like our SoPo Shore video?
If you haven't seen it, text Shore.
Thanks, Liz.
51879.
Hey, what's up?
The required retirement age for pilots is 65, but there isn't one for flight attendants. Betty Nash recently celebrated her 60th anniversary as a flight attendant.
Oh, wow, her name is Betty. That's interesting. You wouldn't think that she would be an older person.
60 years, man.
A long time.
Reading that just even gives me anxiety. I just can't do the flying.
She's been flying for 60 years, and she doesn't whine about it like a little girl like you do.
Oh, my God. Wah, wah. It scares me.
When Siege flies, he literally, you take two fingers, put it like on your temple, your thumb on your chin, and you just sort of sit that way and be rude to everybody.
I can't read. I can't talk to people.
Now, aren't you saying that, like, you're going to put the man of our dreams in the kitchen? Tell me about this.
Yeah. Oh, you're just dying to know, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm
dying. Looking for love?
So
obviously it's old news at this point. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are finally engaged, right? But this is the talk of the town. It's all the buzz, right?
Did you just say the talk of the town?
I did.
Oh boy.
How did he propose? And so you're thinking like huge how to do, huge situation.
Trumpets.
Bells and whistles, trumpets and crumpets. I don't know.
Basketball big screen.
So apparently they were enjoying a cozy evening in and roasting chicken. Isn't that something? Isn't that kind of cute?
That is actually super cute. Good for that.
Got down on one knee. Apparently, he couldn't even get it out before she was like, yes. He was like, can I give you the ring? She didn't like,
He's like, you know, I need to get this over with.
They're a match made in Westminster.
I'm going to ask you a question, mm-hmm. Siege. This is like real talk.
Oh, man, when he turns the music down.
I know that you personally are not like, you don't want to get married. You've always kind of stuck by that to me or to anyone mm-hmm. or to any
All
woman.
Of these are true. Truth.
But you do have a girlfriend and you guys are very close. Mm-hmm. So if you were going to propose, which I know you're not, but I'm just going to ask you to share. I'm putting you on the spot right now.
Yeah, my blood pressure is rising.
Like if you had to propose, because I've never seen you with someone that I thought you would ever propose to. But the girl you're with now, I really could see that. But if that's not what you want, that's totally fine. She's actually here. She comes.
Thanks for letting me decide how my life is going to look. Oh, God.
Your dad's here.
Dad's here.
My dad is dead.
Yeah, so that's why I'd be extra weird.
I never really knew my father. It's not a big deal. Don't be.
So it's okay that he's dead.
It's okay that he's dead. That's not what I meant. But
oh, he's a deadbeat dad.
Anyways,
I have to propose.
How would you propose? It's hard for me to go there because I know you so well because we've been friends since high school.
Man, yeah.
I could see you. That's kind of what I would see you, though, like in the kitchen, because you guys have this weird like energy in the kitchen together, mm-hmm. and like something would be in the oven, and then like, yeah.
Is there a bun in the oven?
Because you have a vasectomy.
I do have a vasectomy.
Yeah,
Island 106. It's an Island 106 vasectomy. Kitchen sounds great. It'd be very casual, not the vasectomy. That'd be very official. the proposal would be, I think in the kitchen, something very casual, something that felt like us. And then I would start drawing up divorce papers as soon as she said yes. Her mother's an attorney.
Great. That's what's new.
Here's Siege.
Poseidon's kiss, the wet kiss from high school, or I guess it was shortly after high school. The wex kiss, yes.
Well, that's actually a pretty decent guess, but not quite there. When one takes a poo and the toilet water splashes upon your hiney. So you got the wet part, right?
It's a really, really special time in life when that water kind of, yeah.
Well, maybe that's why your ex-girlfriend's lips were so moist.
We're Dave and Siege, and apparently you can just meet the man of your dreams barefoot in the kitchen these days, according to Siege. That's how it works for the ladies.
Yeah, I'm a matchmaker. I'm just trying to help you ladies out.
You're like Cupid. That's how
And I'm
stupid.
Doing a shuffle right now.
Oh, you know what bothers me about the Cupid shuffle?
You're going to tell me.
You got a brand new dance. That ish is not brand new.
Plus, you don't like it when people tell you what to do.
Dave and Siege in the morning.
On demand.